We are in Siman Tov Nun Gimel, the halachas of baking matzis. We are up to Sif Dalid, and that's what we'll be doing today. Hachitim sholsem be'matzis mitzvah, the grain from which one bakes matzis mitzvah, tov l'shomram shelo yipol aleihem mayim mishas ktzira. There's a mitzvah v'shmartem es hamatzos, from which we learn that the matzah has to be shmura. Shmura meaning that it shouldn't become chametz. So there's a machlokas rishonim of exactly at which point one has to begin the shmira for matzis mitzvah. So the machaber is saying that lechatchila one should be machmir, that the shmira should begin already from the time of the ktsira once it is cut. Before it is cut, the fact that water gets on the grain, we do not have to worry about it. Later we're going to learn that if it dries out completely, meaning the grain, although still attached to the ground, is completely dried out and is not really taking any nutrients from the ground, it is considered already detached from the ground, and water could turn it into chametz. Therefore, the minig is that they do not wait for the grain to be totally dry in the way they normally do it, but the grain for matzis mitzvah is harvested when it's still a bit moist. And then one goes and cuts it and makes sure that water doesn't get on it. This is what's called shmur mishas ktsira. Well, lefachos mishas tchina. If you don't do that, then at least mishas tchina from the time of the grinding, because traditionally it was ground with a water mill. There was a real chash that water got on it. Ubishas atchak. And in the worst case, we rely on the shittas that the ikur shmira is at the time of the kneading of the dough. So the three shittas are shmira mishas ktsira, shmira mishas tchina, or shmira mishas lisha. Lechatchila, and one does shmira mishas ktsira, if not, at least mishas tchina, and in the worst case, mishas lisha. This halacha that b'shas hatchak you can use a shmur m'shas lisha even applies in a place where they put a little water on the wheat at the time just before grinding it, because one does not have to be choshes that it was there long enough to make it chametz. The achronim say that today in these nowadays, it's already in the days of the Mishnah Berurah, the wheat is really washed well before they grind it. And that we assume becomes actual chametz. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the poskim say you cannot buy kemach ben hashuk even b'shas hatchak. That means to use regular flour of all year long, for the sake of matzis mitzvah, relying on shmir mishas lisha b'zman hazeh, we would not do. Not only that, but since we know that they do wash them and soak them in water, the poskim say that you're not even allowed to hold on to it over Pesach because of Bal Yeroah, and after Pesach would be Chomet Shavalov HaPesach. The Al Yerabba says that you can sell it after Pesach. You shouldn't eat itself, but you can sell it because it's only Suffolk Chomet. So this is a very, very interesting question. If a person has packages of flour over Pesach, with regard to sale of it, so many have a minhag that they do not sell Chomet Gomer. The question is, what exactly is the status of bleached flour? Is bleached flour chametz gomer or suffik chametz? Based on the El Yoraba, it would be considered suffik chametz, and people could sell it over Pesach to a non-Jew. And of course, people who sell chametz gomer could sell it even if we would consider it vadai chametz. Now, with regard to shmir mishas ktsira, there you don't even need a shas adchak. It's considered a hiddur to get shmir mishas ktsira. But if you don't, then shmir mishas tchina is fine. Now the minhag is that we get matzah shmura for the entire Pesach, at least shmir mishas tchina, not only for the matzah mitzvah of Leil HaSeder. One of the reasons for that is because the Gra holds that although there's no chiyuv to eat matzah any time other than Leil HaSeder, you're mekayim a mitzvah every time you do, but that has to be matzah shmura. Now, as far as the ikar halacha of shmira, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Prichadash and the Gra hold that the ikar adin is that you need shmira mishas ktsira. That being the case, one should at least be careful that for the matzah mitzvah of Leil HaSeder it be shmir mishas ktsira, if it is not Shmura Mishas Ktsira, nevertheless we will rely on the Shulchan Aruch and make a bracha on it. When the flour is being taken from after grinding to the matzah bakery, it needs Shmira on the way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that in Bizman Hazeh, he told us that one cannot use flour, kemach ben ashuk, even the Shas Hadchak. The Mishnah Berurah says that you may be better off taking flour of a different kind of grain, because it's only flour that they generally bleach. Another thing is, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Ritva, who holds that kemach min ashuk of a non-Jew, one should only take the Shas Hadchak, and even there, just eat one kezayis and no more than that, to be mekayim in the mitzvah. And after that, we're choshish that it may actually be chametz. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that from Rov Rishonim and Mashmos is that kemach min ashuk is only a bidiyeved, meaning a Shas Hadchak with regard to the mitzvah of matzah, but you can really eat it all of Pesach. So halacha l'maisa. Of course, one should only use kemach that is shmura, at least mishas tchina, for the whole of Pesach, if at all possible. B'shas Hadchak, he can use matzah that was made l'shem matzah's mitzvah and guarded from water, at least from the time of the lisha. Bizman hazeh, that all of the flour is generally bleached, so if bleached flour you cannot rely on. Other grains that were not bleached, one could rely on.